thank you for being a Bump 2 subscriber. In the second half of my talk with Ashley, we discuss how purpose, tenacity, and dedication to a cause have given her life direction and meaning, and where she hopes it will all take her. What advice would you have for somebody looking at sustainability as a career? What would you tell them?
I would say first that sustainability is likely not going to be in your job title. Again, looking at sustainability as a mindset, as a perspective, as a skill set, and the value that you bring to the table, it's really important and crucial in any type of role. So in that interview, talk about the value that you bring to the table, that strategic thinking. There's many strategic innovative frameworks out there. Your future's thinking. So you're making decisions, not in short term, but for the long term, making decisions for today by looking 10, 50, or 100 years into the future. That interpersonal competence that sustainability professionals have. So learning how to negotiate and really think about the community that you're embedded in and be able to deal with people that might all have different goals and priorities. We look at that systems thinking. So understanding the interdependencies. If you do this in your business, it's going to affect something that might seem unrelated. So understanding those spatial and temporal interdependencies. And not only that, but your normative competency. Understanding that everyone's understanding of normal is different. Everyone's understanding of normal is different. And these are the types of skills, mindset that really brings value to any conversation, understanding to do things more efficiently, just understanding the value that you bring to the table and to confidently speak to that, and not just looking for roles that say the word sustainability in it. You're not going to find them, but you can be a sustainability professional without having that, without having that title.
You know, earlier you talked about diving and watching the reef change. Are you an outdoors person now?
Absolutely. I camp probably twice a month, and that'll always be close to heart.
When you're outdoors, and you look around, what projects do you see coming out of your connection with nature?
Well, I always try to stay solutions-based rather than problems-based, right? Or challenges-based, always trying to focus on the solutions. But of course, in nature, you see the sustainability impacts firsthand, not to be negative, but, you see it firsthand. You see the drought, you see the water levels decreasing, and you feel the extreme heat. So I think just looking at that, looking at climate change, it's just really, I think that's what you see in your connection to nature, is you see these things that are very much so happening in your backyard, that businesses, if businesses were to change the way they do things, if they were to decrease their emissions, stop using so much water, the list goes on and on, produce less waste, all of the things, if they were to do business better and more sustainably, we would see less of an environmental decline. So that's really where my connection with nature is that, it's incredible, it's beautiful, and we want to conserve it. We want it to not only survive, but we want it to thrive. And the main contributor to that is doing business better. So that's really how my connection to nature really, really connects to my work and how I live my life, and why I chose this path to work with this startup that is really doing great things and changing business for the better. And that's how I live a life of meaning and a life of impact.
I think living a life of meaning is incredibly important. I think it really defines us as people, and it defines the way we look at our lives. How were you so lucky to find such meaning relatively early in your career?
I feel incredibly lucky. The fact that I can come into work every day and know that I'm making a difference, not only for the businesses that we transform, but also the students' lives that we work with, you know, it's really special. And I feel such honor and very privileged to do what I do. And I think that, you know, the most challenging things in life are the most rewarding. You know, it's been such a challenge this past 2 years. You know, when I started this this position full time, remember, I created this position. You know, there was no paid full time staff at the time that I started this org, and you know, it's been really challenging. And like I said, I didn't have full support for a long time, but really just your tenacity and your dedication and just making as many strides in the right direction every day and seeing and talking to my interns, talking to our student volunteers and seeing how much this impacted them, it really kept me going and seeing the vision and making the vision a reality, seeing how far we've come in 2 years, you know, it has been really, really fulfilling and rewarding. And the reason why I speak to the challenges is really because I feel so lucky, but it's also, you know, nothing's handed to you. You know, it's something that, you know, our team has worked very, very hard for to really make an impact and make this organization self-sustaining.
How many people do you have on staff now?
So we have 5 interns and I'm the 1 full-time staff. So, I'll actually mention that it took me 2 years to make it to full-time pay, even though I've been full-time for 2 years. So, I think a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, are very, or they relate to this, right? You know, it sometimes takes years to get a startup off the ground. And again,
I would say even in a corporate job, you put in many years of effort before you really start seeing rewards out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, just building this organization to the ground up, it's taken a long time to get to where we're at. And I'm very excited that, you know, now that I am being, being compensated full time, that in 2022, I'm looking forward to hiring on our next part-time, if not full-time, full-time staff. And I'm just over the moon about that. The more, you know, the larger team I have, the more capacity I have, then the more impact we can have, the more we can expand, the more we can help more businesses, more students, and more communities.
Now, that's great. You know, I really like the points that you make about getting through any sort of startup situation. You talk about purpose, tenacity, dedication. I think having a goal that's greater than you is inherently motivating.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, what drives me every day is this wanting to live a life of purpose, of fulfillment, of passion, a life of meaning, as we've talked about. And I want to make sure that my life means something and I've made a mark on this world and not only on this future, on this current generation, but the future generations, to make sure that we've helped businesses understand that they can do business better and really impact, you know, generations down the line. So I think that's what fuels me every day.
Thank you for joining us today. I hope you found something in today's podcast that inspires you along your own life's path, because sometimes a bump in the road is actually a portal into a more conscious and meaningful life. You can subscribe to our free podcast at www.bumpintheroad.us or become a premium member to hear the full conversation. Just go to www.bumpintheroad.us for more information and to sign up.